Welcome to the Brain Fox Podcast. I'm Ed Rand.
I'm Brett Johnson. I'm ecstatic we have this guest with us. I've been hearing about this guy for months now. See, he's got articles on Huffington Post. Mm-hmm. He's got stuff published by the Daily Beast. Mm-hmm. He's
got his own website.
He's got his own website as well. I saw him on Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, The Doctors, Oprah.
Dr. Oprah Winfrey.
He's been all over the place. He's been just crisscrossing the country doing all sorts of seminars, convention centers. He's going to be here this November, second weekend in November, at the Boston Convention Center at the waterfront. It's a sold out thing. You can't get tickets. You can't even scalp yourself to get one. So anyway, we're ecstatic he's here. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why he's on the Brain Fox Podcast for how small we are, but yeah.
Because we asked him. He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. So he's going to talk to us about expert in the field of online dating, sort mm-hmm. of obviously a burgeoning field now. And just sort of, you know, he's known as Mr. Hookup. So, yeah, I'm excited he's here. And Matthew Fresh, thanks for coming on.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for having me, Brett. I appreciate you having me on your little show here.
Ever say what he's an expert in?
I did. I online dating.
Yeah, okay. He said, I don't know if I can live up to that hype there, pal, but... I do appreciate the accolades.
Of course. Well, no, I mean, it's we appreciate having you on.
Yeah, and you really have been doing all of those appearances, and you've been all over the place.
Oh, but you missed. I actually sold out, five dates at the Boston Convention Center there. Wow. I don't mean to take you to town or anything, but,
No, that's fair. Did they add dates, like, because the weekend sold out?
No, we're not going to add dates anywhere. I'm booked as is, buddy.
No, I mean, I'm sorry.
You're lucky to have me here.
We feel that way.
I know Mr. Fresh, but I was saying.
Fresh is fine, really.
Do you prefer Fresh or Matthew?
Just Fresh, please. Okay. Okay. Come on, we're all chums here.
Okay, now I'll call you what you told me to call you, though, then.
Fresh.
Right.
So what I meant was, did they add dates beyond the weekend, hence the 5 days? Was it 5 days off the bat?
I can't vouch for anything beyond what I'm doing, which is the 5 days. That's it. Beyond that, you're not getting the Fresh seal of approval.
That's fair. Let me ask you this. Let me lead off. Ed, I'm sure Ed's got tons of questions. Yeah. He's actually kind of mingling himself into this field. Not the online dating, but the...
Well, you're in good company there.
Yeah, it is an explode. I mean, it shows how popular it is. You have 5 sold-out dates, yeah. Obviously. Online dating's become huge. When did you realize that it was something that you could coach people at?
Well, you know, it didn't take much. I just saw all these people, you know, signing up. I didn't think it was real at first. Online dating, like, what is that? It didn't even sound real at first. And I was like, oh my god, if these people can do it, then there's gotta be a way to make money out of this somehow. But you know, most there's so many
and then did you come around? Because that's kind of like a mercenary attitude towards
No, there was just I tried to found my own website, but there's so many specific ones already set up that I was like, well, maybe I can make money coaching people how to do this stuff, you know. So, and it's worked out for me, gotta say. It's lining the pockets of the old Fresh Mobile pretty nicely.
Your car has pockets?
Oh man,
I'm just ribbing. I'm sorry, Fresh.
I'm sorry.
It's kind of like a Brain Fox thing. We do like comedy.
No, I'm sorry, guys. You got me here so early in the morning. The brain, my gears are still turning. You know,
that's fine.
So getting going. No, I hear you. Do you think the 5 dates thing says something about Boston as like as far as the dating community here in this area? Obviously, you've been all over the country. You really understand these different pockets.
Well, I mean, I can't say one thing or another, but oh my god. You got some ugly people here in Boston. It's not no surprise they want to hide behind a monitor all the time, you know? I mean, so yeah, it's worked out for me. Oh, you're in Boston. It's been a proverbial gold mine, if you will. And I love you for it. What can I say?
This is startlingly honest.
He's very frank, I gotta say.
Well,
fresh.
You know, and normally I would think, oh, like Dr. Oz, sort of people, sort of really encouraging, kind of building people up. But I'm assuming that just his your wealth of knowledge kind of out strengthens the fact that you're kind of being a
hey, you're not going to meet a bigger fan of online dating than me. I can
did
tell
you
that
did
right
you
now.
Online date yourself?
Oh God, no! Are you kidding me? Why would I look at me?
Okay.
Yep.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be doing that.
So
unless you know, ooh, actually, that's not a bad idea. Maybe a website for successful entrepreneurs who want to meet each other and make beautifulchildren.com. Is that one taken? I don't know. Maybe I should found it.
probably not.
Kind of a long,
fresh
title.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to copyright that, so don't take it.
I wasn't planning on it because I'm none of those things nor want that.
And you're married.
That too. How are you? What do you think your expertise has come from then? If you're obviously you didn't really do any online dating yourself, why do you have this wealth? Where did this wealth of expertise come from?
Well, you know, I just it came from going to the different websites and associating with those people who do this. You know, learning.
So you
from
did
them.
Create accounts to get on them and kind of see how the sites worked?
You have to create accounts for some of them, and yeah, for those I did. For others, no, I wouldn't. I tried to involve myself as little as possible in these you know, websites here. So I would just, you know, spy on people, you know, look at their accounts for hours on end, studying, you know, reading up, seeing what kind of weird stuff they're into. And trust me, some of these people are really weird.
So
what does your coaching entail then?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I give you different sites you can find. I, you know, give advice on, you know, what sort of things people are looking for when they're meeting each other online. You know, I'm not gonna give it all away here because
that's fine. I mean, can you...
it's for the paying customers, pal. Sorry. Nice try, though.
I understand that, but I mean, what are some of your seminars titled that will be over the course of 5 days here? Is it all you will be instructing, or do you have like a crew of other teachers who are kind of doing this, doing the 5 days with you?
Well, you know, I do have some other people. Maybe you've heard of a little man called Mystery. I don't know if you know him or not, a.k.a. the pickup artist. He kind of goes he takes up from where I, you know, leave off. I don't encourage anyone to move beyond the online portion of the dating. I strictly encourage internet-only atmosphere because, God forbid, any of these people actually meet up and spawn. You know what I'm saying? So he kind of takes it from there, and he's one of the crew.
So what is it? He teaches pickup techniques?
Well, he teaches more of the actual, like, you know, what to do on an actual date. I don't know, and I don't care about that stuff. I, you know, mainly teach people how to do a proper online profile. You know, buzzwords, hashtags, I think, are some things that people are into now. Things that, you know, to catch the eye of other online fish in the information superhighway sea, if you will.
Right. Plenty of online fish in the super information highway sea.
You know, I have to say, you do seem rather, for someone whose expertise is exclusively limited to the creation of an appealing online profile, you're extremely judgmental of and really seem, for someone who seems to be poo-pooing it so ferociously.
Oh, come on, man. No. You're interpreting my messages wrong here. I love these people. I really do.
I wasn't even mentioning the people because it's clear that you don't. It's clear that you think everyone who goes to these seminars is being duped, that this is all just about the money for you. Is that fair?
Oh, no, I'm doing this for my love of my fellow man. Yes, come on. I'm trying to make a buck or two just like the next honest guy. What do you want me to say here, pal?
Why do these other people put you on their show? Dr. Oz and stuff.
Oprah.
Oh, listen.
Oh, you have a good agent?
I like you guys. I can be myself around you guys. It's,
oh,
you know.
I got you. So it's a different persona.
You know, when I'm on Dr. Oz, I'm like, oh, well,
online dating is actually the wave of the future, and by the year 2020, you know, 3 out of every 5 relationships will be met online, and I'm going to teach you how to do that. And
yeah,
how,
see, that's what I was expecting today. That's what people will get at your courses.
I'm sorry, I'm still waking up from last night. Kind of a late night. I was skiing the trails, if you know what I mean. And I can't really get going in the morning till I get my coffee in me.
Well, continue sipping. I see it's very hot there, but
what time is it anyway?
It's actually 8:16 in the evening.
Oh man.
Monday evening.
Oh, I lost a whole 12 hours.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's too bad.
It's this crazy online dating life we live, you know?
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Where were you last night? In Boston? Hotel? Bars?
Last night? I don't know. I'm going to have to check my texts and get back to you. Maybe some of those can refresh my memory. I really don't remember where I was after the Python room.
All right. Well,
so let's get back on topic here, Ed.
Yeah, I know you don't want to give away all the what people will be going to your conference for, but could you give us like tips that you will be going more into more detail at the conference? But
yes,
that might help some people who are listening to this podcast.
Okay. Basically, like, just don't make yourself look like a loser. I know it's hard. And I know you've been doing it your whole life and you're used to it, but that's the main message I'm trying to give off here.
How does one go about doing that?
You know, there's different hashtags you can use.
Like what?
Like hashtag...
Not a loser.
Not a loser. Boom. That's a good... I'm taking that one.
Okay.
Don't even think about copywriting it. I'm taking it.
Okay, so...
I was thinking of copywriting it, but that's fine.
Hashtag Python room. I think that's a popular one.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
It's the room in the terrarium where the snakes live.
Okay, and what is someone supposed to interpret when they read that?
It's where cool, edgy people hang out, man. You know,
okay, okay.
You're a lost cause. I don't even know why I'm talking to you at this point.
I think I'm getting something from what you're saying. So... To appear cool and edgy, you do hashtags with strange follow-ups.
Not necessarily strange. I mean, is the Python room strange? I don't think so.
I think for most people.
Hashtag getting my axe on when you're using your axe body spray.
Oh, I think it meant actually chopping wood.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
Getting my axe on.
For like the lumberjack website, dating site?
There's a lumberjack dating site?
What's that one?
There's a lumberjack dating site.
What's it called?
Woodlovers.net.
Okay. Are there other, woodsman dating websites? That's pretty specific, the lumberjack one.
What, do you think?
Is there, fly fishing ones or, camper ones?
I don't know. Oh, I should look into that. That's a good idea.
But you know the lumberjack one.
Yeah, I have a huge lumberjack contingency. Oh, excuse me, sorry. Still waking up.
Yeah, it's early.
I can see that. So, all right, cool. So, got it. So, hashtags. That's one way.
Sure.
What else should go into the profile?
An attractive profile picture.
Okay.
Okay.
What if the person is say not super attractive?
Yeah, well, I was going to say wouldn't it be more important to pick an accurate one? I mean,
because you're one of those.
Isn't
people,
that the whole
I
like?
See. Okay.
There's those shows with where they find out that the person that they've been talking to online has been lying to them the whole time, and it all starts with the picture that's not actually them.
Oh, all right.
So you mean you mean pick an accurate.
First off,
picture.
I don't encourage anyone meeting in real life. I'll say that from the get go. I'm purely the online man. But no,
do your people go to your conventions and crap? No.
Whoa, hey, take a step back there, buddy. All right. I'm successful.
Okay, I apologize. I should respect you more. Do the people who go to these things know that you discourage meeting face to face.
Yeah, because aren't all these people online dating to meet somebody for a real life relationship at some point?
I don't know. I haven't looked that far into it.
Why do you even?
How long have you been doing this?
I'm an expert.
He doesn't remember how many years he's been doing it. And why do you even go to the convention and have people gather in there if you want it to all be digital anyway? Why not just like webcast?
Couldn't people? Maybe that's why people are meeting at. Maybe they're meeting at your convention.
Yeah, does that work against your goals if they meet each other at your convention?
Oh man, I didn't even think of that. Well, listen.
I guess you got to get the money somehow, right?
Yeah, you know this damn internet. It's like I do an online cast and then boom. Everyone has my pearls of wisdom for free, you know. The convention center, it's different. It's electric. It's live. You have me and my rock star presence influencing you.
And is that kind of part of your, forgive the term, but shtick too? That maybe some of your rock star, maybe some of your rock star magic is going to rub off on them and they'll be able to get as much.
You almost said that with like some distaste, shtick.
The word itself implies distaste.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
I kind of waved it as a proud flag of mine.
like
you're somebody with shtick?
Yeah, I thought it was a good thing.
It's, you know, it's, I have to say, it's really strange. Because I watched a lot of your content before coming here today, before having you on the show. I was very excited. Mm-hmm. I watched you on several shows.
Well, thank you.
Some of your webcasts and stuff. And I had no idea that like you, like off the, you know, you not behind a podium was going to be real such a dirt bag.
I wasn't planning it either, Brett. You know, you wake me up at the crack of dawn and throw me in front of a microphone.
It's 8:20 at night.
Oh, God. It is? Why didn't you tell me that? I got places to be.
What, the Python room?
Oh, are they open? I thought they were closed for the Columbus Day weekend.
We don't even know.
It's not Columbus Day weekend.
Oh, man. I got it all mixed up.
All right, well, let's get back on topic here.
Ed. Yeah.
I had a lot of questions about online dating. I'm not sure how many of them are going to be relevant. I think something that I've always heard is that you should try to allow your personality and your own unique tastes to come through. And I was going to ask how you would recommend people do that.
Well, I would play up certain things and I'd play down others, you know? Like... You know, take you for example.
Yeah.
You got kind of a Led Zeppelin thing going on. Not Led Zeppelin, what am I saying? You got kind of a ZZ Top thing going on.
Okay.
You have a nice full bushy beard.
Mm-hmm.
I would play that up maybe, that you're really in, be like, oh well, I got the beard going. I'm really into rock and roll music. And promiscuous sex.
You would advise saying that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's true, isn't it?
Why does that matter if he's just going to be playing certain elements up?
Well, you don't want to give your whole life story away. I mean,
but you
what, also... you want to set up a profile and be like, oh, hey, I'm the dude with the beard and the My Little Pony collection.
But, so... I mean, I wouldn't call it a collection. I don't have a My Little Pony collection. But if I did have something like that, wouldn't I want to emphasize that so I can find the person who likes guys with beards in My Little Pony collections? Isn't that the idea of online dating?
Yeah, if you're looking for someone like that, like yourself, which, come on, man, you can do better.
And what elements?
That's like a compliment and an insult.
So what should he play down then, if that's what he's going to play up?
Play up the beard and the...
Definitely play up the beard, 100%. I'm slightly aroused right now just looking at it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's enough room for that python.
And I should play down... What are some common mistakes that people
physically play up? Don't play down anything. You got that going on. I don't know what weird crap you're into.
What are some
personal life? I mean, play that down, or maybe play it up, depending on what you're into.
See,
but
go ahead.
All of this is to never meet somebody in person. You don't advise going beyond the online interaction.
Why would I ever encourage that?
Hold on. What if he met online?
As soon
what as someone... What if he met online, someone who happened to be, you know, the 1% that's actually very, very attractive and very, very down to earth and, you know, really relates well to? Are you saying that's an impossibility online?
Or are you just worried about losing business?
Why? Listen, it's not an impossibility, but the second I encourage that, then, you know, where am I going to get my bread and butter, pal? You know, people start meeting and falling in love. You know, how does that work out well for me?
How do you have such a good reputation as an online dating coach if it's not led to relationships?
People are stupid. I don't know. What do you want me to say? I just do my thing, and they seem to respond pretty well to it so far.
I think if this podcast gets out, though, you're going to lose a lot of that credibility.
Wait, this is going out?
Yeah. Yes, we put this online.
What?
What'd you think?
You mean people are going to listen to this?
What'd you think? We were just talking to mics, like, hang out with each other?
Oh, man, you got to delete this. You got to delete this right now, man. What? I thought we were just three pals shooting the S hit. I didn't know this was going to be listened to by other people.
What did you construe the meaning of the microphone and the headphones to be then?
I don't know. I thought you guys were into weird conversations and one of you has maybe had some stupid handicap or something. I didn't...
Oh, like something we would want to play down on our profile.
Oh, man.
I think
maybe you can start to make up for it now.
Yeah, we can save this.
Maybe, all right.
Say stuff like, you know, first of all, like, get really sweet, and then just say you were just joking and stuff like that.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, 1, 2. This is Dan Fresh.
It's Matthew Fresh.
Oh God, that's right, Matthew Fresh. I forgot.
This is Matthew Fresh here to talk today about online dating in the future of love.
Thanks for coming on, Matthew.
Thanks for having me.
Wait, what? We're ending now?
No. I was just starting over again.
Oh, right. Oh, man.
Maybe we should start over again because now people will know that we recorded all that stuff before that we didn't release.
What do you think, Ed? Should we ask someone a question?
I mean... Maybe if you could give us some real tips,
yes, maybe,
and some tickets to your conference.
That would go a long way to salvage. Get us into your show and maybe actually give us some practical advice that we can use today.
Well, I'd love to do that, boys, but the show, all 5 dates are sold out.
Yeah, but remember what, I mean, we've just started talking with you now, but if, you know, we don't get tickets, then we started talking with you a half hour ago.
Oh, what?
Blackmail. Kind of what I was going for. So what is your number one online dating tip?
Wait, Matthew, half an hour? How long have we been talking?
Just under to half an hour.
Oh man, what time is it?
Fresh, can just tell us your top tip
in your Matthew Fresh voice,
in your presenter speak. And maybe we can edit this thing down to like a 2-minute snippet, act like it's a preview for an upcoming episode, and then we never release the whole thing.
Oh, God. Okay.
This is Matthew Fresh talking about my online dating tips. And above all else, respect yourself. And
wait, what was that you said earlier? Put your real self out there. Put your real self out there.
Only then will you meet the true love of your life. On the information superhighway.
That term is not really used anymore. I think you should be made aware.
Yeah, he might want to update that part of your...
We just call it the internet or the web now.
The World Wide Web?
Yeah.
Is now just the web?
Or the internet.
Why didn't anyone send me the memo? Wait, we're not recording anymore, are we?
Yes, Mr. Fresh, we still are.
Yes.
You guys this are killing me.
He's gone way off the rails here.
This has been a GD mess, Matthew. I mean, if you thought we were just going to talk and hang out, I still don't understand why you even came in. Not even thinking, what's going on?
And you thought it was morning the entire time. I had a lot more questions, but I'm not sure that they're worth asking.
I think you're probably right, and that's it's disappointing because
yeah,
I wanted to get some practical advice here.
Yeah, you know.
You're gonna have to save it for the panel, boys. I don't know what to say.
Can we? Okay, how about one more tip here? You got one more little morsel?
All right, I suppose we can squeeze one in.
Do you want me to ask a question, or did you want to just give a tip?
All right, I suppose we can squeeze one in.
That's what you just said. That's not an answer to Ed's question.
Sure.
To which? Do you want to just give a tip?
Or do you want him to ask a question?
The tip, sure. That sounds good. I'll take a tip.
You want me to give you a tip?
Please, by all means.
Okay.
Ed, please.
I would say if you are looking to venture into online dating and there is a specific site for what you're looking for, like there's a like the Lumberjack one, then you should go to that site because you're more likely to find an ideal mate there. But if you don't have a specific, you don't know exactly what you're looking for, they don't have that, go to one of the bigger sites because there's more people there.
See, Ed, I was hoping you were going to give a sort of tip along the lines of...
No, wait, that was really good. I'm going to hold on to that one.
Copyright. You're a dirtbag.
Don't even think about it.
You've been taking advantage of people. I recommend you cease and desist your entire tour, all your stops. You're one of the worst people I've ever spoke to and been around. I can't believe the way you're taking advantage of people and their money and just the way that you feel about Americans and humanity in general. Really, I find deeply, deeply, deeply soul-crushingly disheartening.
And I don't believe your name is really Matthew Fresh.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? You guys always give me the straight story. That's why I love you. That's why I always come back.
This is the first! All right, we're done here.
Who's next?
This is the Brain Fox Podcast.
I was just beginning to have fun.
I think that was Matthew Fresh.
Maybe.
You can catch him at that convention center.
Don't catch
just
him.
Fresh is fine.
Sell your tickets if you have them.
Get a refund if you can.
If you can spread word that people should not be going to this man's conferences, that would be fantastic.
Matthew Fraud.
Matthew Fraud. I'm MatthewFraud.com.
We're going to make
a website. We're probably going to get a legal challenge out of this somehow against us.
I don't know. This guy sounds like a dirtbag, whoever he is. I don't like.
All right. Send us an email. It's brainfox@gmail.com.
Send us an actual tip at it'sbrainfox@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'll give you a tip.
Matthew, you want to give us the last word?